Okay, my friends. So today we are reading The Wolf, the Duck, and the Mouse. This was written by Mac Barnett. It's illustrated by John Clausen. We've had several of these books by these people before, and we really liked them, didn't we? We did Circle and Square and Triangle, and now we're going to read about these creatures. So today's story is read by Mommy and... What is your name? Hey.
Perry Grip Lover.
A Perry Grip Lover. Oh my goodness. We love his music. So for those of you who might not know, Perry Grip has is a musician, and he has written many songs, and some of them are very, very silly. You can find them on Spotify. Okay, anyways, here we go. Without any further ado, The Wolf, the Duck, the Mouse, boom. Here we go. Early one morning, a mouse met a wolf. And he was quickly gobbled up. The end. Wait a minute. No, that wouldn't be a very good story, would it be? No. But we do see in the pictures that that is exactly what has happened. Poor little mouse.
Oh, well,
said the mouse.
Oh, me. Here I am, caught in the belly of the beast. I fear this is the end.
Be quiet, someone shouted. I'm trying to sleep.
The mouse shrieked.
Who's there?
A light was lit. A duck lay in bed.
Well,
said the duck.
Oh,
said the mouse. Is that all? Asked the duck. It's the middle of the night. The mouse looked around.
Well, out there it's morning.
It is? Said the duck. It's so hard to tell. I do wish this belly had a window or two. In any case, breakfast. And so this duck is living in the wolf's belly. Just living. The meal was delicious.
Where did you get the jam?
The mouse asked.
And a tablecloth?
The duck munched a crust. You'd be surprised what you find inside of a wolf.
It's nice,
said the mouse. It's home, said the duck.
You live here?
I live well. I may have been swallowed, but I have no intention of being eaten. Now, I have to admit, at this point, I'm a little bit surprised at the things I'm learning. For lunch, they made soup. The mouse cleared its throat.
Do you miss the outside?
I do not, said the duck. And wow, in this wolf, he's got a full kitchen with sharp knives and soup ladles and a burner with some pots on it that are and a cooking cutting board. And
Where's the cookbook?
There is no cookbook. Good question. They must have memorized the recipes. Must be an accomplished chef. When I was outside, I was afraid every day that wolves would swallow me up. In here, there's no worry. Oh, the duck had a point.
Can I stay?
The mouse asked. Of course, the duck said. This called for a dance. And look at what they have in the wolf's tummy. Record player with records. The ruckus inside the wolf's stomach made his stomach ache.
Oh, whoa,
said the wolf.
Oh, shame. Never have I felt such aching and pain. Surely it must have been something I ate.
The duck
shouted up.
I have a cure.
You do?
Asked the wolf.
Yes, an old remedy sure to settle your tummy. Eat a hunk of good cheese and a flagon of wine and some beeswax candles.
And that night they feasted. The duck made a toast
to the health of the wolf.
And look, there's the candles and there's the wine they're drinking. And oh my goodness, he fell for it, didn't he? But the wolf felt worse.
I feel like I'll burst. It hurts just to move.
A hunter heard the wolf moan. Uh-oh. He fired a shot, but missed in the dark.
Well, the duck called up, run! Run for our lives!
The wolf tried to escape, but he tripped and got trapped in an old oak's tree roots.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoa,
said the duck.
Oh, doom! What can we do? I fear this is the end.
The mouse stood up.
We must fight. We must try. Tonight, we ride to defend our home.
Oh, dear.
Charge!
Said the mouse and the duck. And they burst forth from the wolf's mouth. Poor wolf. He just opened his mouth and out came a duck and a mouse riding on top of the duck. Goodness gracious.
Oh, whoa,
said the hunter.
Oh, death. These woods are full of evil and wraiths.
And he fled from the forest and never returned. And I can't say that I blame him. That looked pretty scary to me, to see this wolf open his mouth and out comes the duck and a mouse.
Well, anyways, the wolf bowed down to the duck and the mouse.
You saved my life when I thought not to spare yours. Ask a favor of me, and I will be glad to grant it.
What would you ask for?
Just to go back at this time.
You would want to go back in there? Where, yeah. It's so dark?
Because they liked it in there.
Well, you can guess what they asked for. They did. They asked to go right back inside. And you can see them dancing away to their music. Well, and that's why the wolf howls at the moon.
Oh, oh, oh,
every night he howls at the moon.
Oh, whoa.
Because inside of his stomach is a duck and a mouse dancing and carrying on and acting wild.
And that very silly story is what we're going to call
the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list I have put links for every story that we have read. in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.